You're listening to the audio production of Made to Crave, Audio Bible Studies by Lisa Turkhurst, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Made to Crave includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter as well as relevant material from other sources.
We were made to consume food, but food was never supposed to consume us. I'm so excited that you've decided to join along this 6-week study for Made to Crave, satisfying life's deepest desires with God, not food. A couple of things I want to mention to you. You have backstage access. That's why we're backstage now taping without the audience in the room, because I wanted to give you something special. So each week I'm going to come to you with just a little introduction that's just for you, no one else. And a couple of things I want to mention. One is, do you have the book Made to Crave? And do you have the participant's guide, the little workbook? I don't want you to miss out on one morsel of this rich teaching, this great adventure that we're about to go on. So if you don't have those crucial elements, make sure to get them and do them along with this video. The second thing is, each week I'm going to be giving you one word. It's a special word that's going to sort of encapsulate all of our teaching. You can go to my website, lisaturkhurst.com, and you can download the word and put it up on your refrigerator. We also have some special Made to Crave magnets that you can order from Proverbs 31 Ministries, and you can find all of that out on my website. But this week, I want to share with you what the word is, because you get to see it first. The word is empowered. And you'll see what that means. I can't wait to unpack the meaning of this word for you and why this is so crucial. You know, most of us feel very underweight spiritually and overweight physically. But when we tie those two things together, this will become one of the most significant spiritual journeys that you'll ever take, with great physical benefits. But I think it's only fair I tell you a couple of things about myself right from the beginning. First of all, I'm not a size extra small. No, I'm not a nutrition and fitness expert. And I've never craved a carrot stick in my whole life. I just think you should know that right from the beginning. But I have discovered that it is possible. What has seemed so impossible in my life, to get control of this food issue, it has seemed so impossible. It is possible with God. So, are you ready? Are you excited? We're going to take this amazing spiritual journey and learn we were made to crave God, not food. I can't wait. God made you wonderful. Psalm 139 says, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are beautiful. No matter if you're a size 0 or a size 30, you are beautiful just the way you are. But God loves you so much, He doesn't want you to stay in that place. This story that we're going to weave together over the next 6 weeks is a story, really, a story of my life, a story of a great adventure, a story of me deciding and discovering that I can be courageous enough to finally face this one issue of my life that I never thought it was possible to find victory in. How many of you can relate to this story? Often, I would wake up in the morning, and I would drag myself out of bed. I would go, and I would stand in my bathroom, and I would see that scale. And I would hope that overnight, somehow, the magic weight fairies came and stripped pounds out of my body. And I would look at that scale, and I would think, well, maybe if I just take every stitch of clothing off. It'll make a difference today. So I strip my pajamas off and I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?